that's one of the things about religion that we have to remember when we're talking about that makes it such a hot topic issue is because we're talking about law. Who gets to be God? Who gets to be God's deputies? Who is the Most High? Who is the divine authority? It's all about the claim to the Most High. The only way that somebody can be higher than us is if we give away our power. Because there's nobody. We're all equal. But we're not equal in our knowledge. So ultimately, I think it does have to be a hierarchy, but it has to be a cooperative hierarchy like a bee colony. It's about what our value system is, what we care about.
Hello, Hive Mind. Today is October 14th, 2020. I am your host, Nate Kapp. Welcome to the 21st Cubbyhole Podcast, where important topics are unveiled, discussed, and tested. Our website is cubbyhole.com. That's CubbyHole.com. If you're all caught up on these shows, I want to say thank you and welcome back. And if this is your first time, welcome. I won't shy anyone away from this show in particular if you're new, but it's truly only beneficial to start at podcast one and work your way forward. Even those who are in a state of omniscience, you know, so those who think they have it all figured out, you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you went all the way through the content. Trust me. And before we dive into the topics for today's show, I'd like to let those who are new to the show, or anyone listening for that matter, that the main purpose of this podcast is to help the serious student on his or her journey to find clarity of understanding and seeing the many critical ideas and patterns going on in our world. And I look at it like evolving an older TV into a newer high-definition TV to be able to see things in a more crisp way, to help know how and why things are the way they are, so that we may have a higher possibility to break away from the belief systems and traps that hold us back in consciousness. And just as a caveat for this show and all shows alike, I'd also like to mention that the listener may not like the voices on here or how the information is presented. And that's okay. The goal is to power through and understand these topics and not run away from the truth, period. No matter how much you don't like the person speaking. And I know that can be very difficult because the ego is and can be very powerful and do anything for comfort. So what I'm asking of the listener is to try your hardest to not run away from the information. You know, don't run away from the message. Regardless of what you think of me and my tone or anyone else that's on here. If someone on this show sounds too aggressive for your likening, we recommend pushing past whatever that emotional feeling of discomfort is. It's very important to realize this in ourselves and overpower it, or else we potentially miss vital information that could be the very answer you're searching for. You know, we can't take this information as a personal jab or, you know, let it offend us. It's not about the messenger. It's about the message. And since we're speaking on discomfort, there's words that make many of us just that, which is uncomfortable. And some examples that make people turn away are words like sorcerer, occult, cult, or political terms like Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, alt-left, alt-right, or words and terms like secret societies, God, vegan, slavery, anarchy, Jesus, Islam, Freemasonry, Illuminati, Satanism, And, you know, basically any word that may build some kind of emotional resistance within oneself when these words are used. And this is part of mind control. What we have to understand is we are wanted to fear certain words and anything associated with them so that we never look into them. That's the truth. Think about it. This is part of understanding the negative natural law expression of fear, which in this case is the refusal of truth and knowledge. The dominators of this world want us afraid of the knowledge that keeps their power over us. And I don't mean man's law books of power, because those are just stacks of arbitrary jargon as far as I'm concerned. But what they don't want anyone to know is their inherent natural law rights, your true rights in nature. They don't want you or I or anyone to know what inherent rights are, because then we wouldn't be obedient and submissive to their erroneous laws. And sorry if that offends anyone, it's true. Think about it. Think about it like being on a sports team and never knowing the other team's plays because there's no scouting or knowledge of their playbook. Your team's chances of scoring or winning would be very slim, especially if their team scouted yours and knows your team's playbook. I look at what I'm doing and what the cubbyhole is as a playbook of psychology that can help us rise out of the controller's indoctrination so we can individually condition ourselves closer to crown consciousness, meaning being the responsible ruler we each have the potential to be and deserve to be. We're not here to serve another man's dominating fantasy. That's nonsense. And nobody has the right to support that or believe that, because it's about causing suffering. It always has and it always will. Also, I guess I'm going to have to say this from time to time, and that is, this information shared here isn't owned by anyone, as no critical knowledge is truly owned by anyone. There's nothing new under the sun. If you heard someone else present information like this, it doesn't mean it's theirs, just as the information I present here isn't mine or cubbyhole's. I mean, we share it in our own unique way, which may be more helpful to getting this information to a higher quality for learning. And that's definitely what I'm trying to strive for here. I want this to be easy to learn for people. It takes a lot of heart and guts to do this type of work, and you can't count on being appreciated for it either. But nonetheless, it's here for all to learn, and I hope it brings value to more people's lives, as it has for me, and I know it definitely has for many others. So before we go any further, I'd like to do a quick review of the past few shows, starting with show 17, where I began with an introductory into mind control. So please go back and listen to that if you haven't already. Number 17. I covered how mind control is used to steer the minds of the masses in the directions that are needed to pull off agendas simply for more power and control. It's about how sorcerers bend the laws of nature for their own gain by manipulating the people, whether that be through the media sources, through the television, through magazine articles, through fact check articles, through movies, sports, history, you name it, they're manipulating it. In show 18, I covered the workings of the dark pyramid of power that shouldn't be, which deals with a hierarchy over a compartmentalized system of division between commanders who are in lockstep above and below each other, with the higher commanders having a knowledge power differential over the lower sections of commanders. It's about understanding the apex, where the few are holding the knowledge of the whole control structure from the top down, and understanding how those who don't have the top knowledge are obedient slaves themselves, even though they command others beneath them. On shows 19 and 20, I interviewed Douglas Martin and kind of stepped away from mind control for a bit, even though everything we talked about has a lot to do with mind control in the sense of understanding origins and the corruption that follows. We covered the lesser mysteries, and we covered the ancient Egyptian mythos, the science and origins of Freemasonry, the origins of secret societies, the word cult and its origins. And he broke down and expanded on the term westing, which is about masculine energy imbalance that's dominating throughout the world. Even right now, it has been for thousands of years, and it is right now. Really great shows, and I highly recommend to listen to podcast 8 first. That was his first show, and it was pretty powerful. So listen to 8, 19, and 20. All right. Something I want to say about the order of these shows is they are all definitely best listened to in order. And there's going to be times where guests come on and we switch it up a bit, because I believe it's best to get an important guest when we can, especially with high caliber knowledge. But the order is still very important, even if one day we are talking about symbolism and the next day we're talking about physical health. It's really important because there is an underlying order to all this. So that way when we get to, let's say, show number 50, then you'll be prepared and have all the necessary tools you'll need to understand it. So I hope that makes sense for everyone. Okay. Let's go ahead and dive into the material for today. We're going to go further into mind control, and I just want to start off by saying no one has the natural law right to externally or internally control anyone else. The only thing anyone has the natural law right to control is your own thoughts, your own emotions, and your own actions. And that goes for everybody. Nobody has a right to control anyone else except their own self. That's it. It's very simple. Here's a quote by Etienne de la Boetie. And he says, "The tyrant is but one person and could scarcely command the obedience of another person, much less of an entire country, if most of the subjects did not grant their obedience by their own consent." Think about that. You know, the dominators who erect the dark pyramid control structures around our world are only able to do so by manipulating and controlling how we think and how we feel through mind control. That's how they get their agendas done. This is what gives them more control, which is mostly what they want. And it's pretty damn evident, especially if you open your eyes and really look at it. It's their dark agenda. It's an agenda that does not have someone else's genuine interest in mind, which can only lead to further suffering, not just for most people, but for the individuals even taking part in the control structures. And the only way you can convince someone to take part in something like that is to manipulate them through the covert and hidden control over the mind, which they do. And it's because the mind is the layer of being that exists between the physical body, which is what we perform our actions with, and then the spirit, which is the state of pure consciousness, or, you know, pure being. So where pure consciousness and the physical body meet is considered, or what we know to be, the mind. And the physical body is the sacred masculine aspect, while the sacred feminine aspect is the spirit. When both are in unison, this generates mind. So symbolically, the spirit would be the chalice, or inverted equilateral triangle, while the masculine is the blade, or right side up equilateral triangle. And when both come together, they form a hexagram, which represents mind. This is very important to understand. So just envision a hexagram where the body and spirit come together to create mind, to represent mind. This is the union of both sacred feminine and sacred masculine energies. And when both the spirit and body aren't balanced or in alignment with each other, it becomes easier for others to manipulate and control the mind, because when the mind is controlled by sorcerers, it means both the masculine and feminine energies are both controlled. They're both manipulated. And this also means they're out of unison and are in an imbalance. This is why and where sorcerers selfishly abuse their knowledge differential to gain control over someone else's mind or others' minds. It's a war on consciousness being waged through the control of mind. It's about understanding that if you can control others' minds, then you can convince them of any kind of dogmatic nonsense. And in order to wage that war on consciousness, you have to wall humans off. You have to cause the illusion of separation in the mind from spirit. You have to separate them. It's about separating them from the sacred feminine, the pure state of being. So it's about keeping the mind imbalanced in a purely physical materialism worldview. It's about keeping the mind trapped in an R-complex fight-or-flight mindset. As long as the mind is controlled, the body can be controlled. And that's really, really important to understand. Mind control is everywhere. It's a cultural programming. It's about locking consciousness into little boxes within other little boxes. And over a long period of time, through repetition and patterns of mind control over someone's brain, so, you know, their thoughts and emotions, when thinking and feeling are made to feel a certain way over many years, they become ingrained. Those patterns become ingrained. The patterns and ideas become ingrained and part of a person's belief system. And the longer a person is used to those patterns and repetition of any program, the more desensitized and conditioned that person becomes, the more their minds are controlled, easier to control. Distraction and repetition represent the learning process. So think of yourself studying in school. You're reading a book with your eyes focused on the page of the book. The words on the page are the conscious distraction for your eyes. The information you're reading is being programmed directly into your subconscious mind. You are not consciously analyzing the material you are reading until you find yourself looking away from the page and think about it. And let's say you then have the opportunity to analyze the information you've just read and accept it as true or reject it as false. If you accept the information as true, it becomes programmed that way into your subconscious mind. If you reject the information as false, it also becomes programmed into your subconscious mind. But if you don't know if the information is true or not, an interesting thing tends to happen. Your belief in the source of information determines whether or not you accept that information. If you do not believe that a book could contain information that was false, unintentionally or intentionally, then more than likely you would accept its information as true, even if you weren't sure or didn't understand it as so. And this is very true in our school system, where there's pressure to accept what is presented as true, because obviously that's what's expected and it determines your grade and your future. So it's repetition of the information that embeds our subconscious mind so that our acceptance of its truth or accuracy becomes a conditioned response. This is why when staying in the conditioned indoctrinated state in which we've been raised in the school system, we tend to accept their information as true without thinking whenever it is presented to us. We're never taught to question what's taught in the school systems, nor are we taught about things like the truth discovery methods, the scientific truth discovery methods like the trivium and quadrivium. You see, the most effective way to conquer a person is to capture their mind. Control a person's mind and you can control their body without them consciously knowing. Most people don't pay conscious attention to the things that affect them subconsciously. And how can they if they're not conscious? They simply aren't sensitized or aware. They don't really know what to look for. However, when pointed to, these things can be recognized and potentially understood. So the principles of mind control are ancient, and the goal is to suspend the thought process of the conscious mind to cause a state of mind that is just like daydreaming or sleepwalking. When the mind is without conscious thought, or when conscious thought is just tuned out and shut off, it's more receptive to programming than at any other time. This is the time when the mind can become most distracted and easier to control. This is how our minds can be kept in the materialism mindset, which is the five sense illusion. So while distraction focuses the attention of the conscious mind on one or more of the five senses, which is sight, sound, touch, and taste, then this is how distractions focus our attention in order to program the subconscious mind. The subconscious is always at work. It's receiving information at all times. And speaking of materialism, let's talk about the principle of pleasure. This is one of the key distractions in society. And many people think that the purpose of life is all about pure pleasure. You know, just always have tons of fun and care about basically nothing else. What you can also call nihilism. You know, just, you know, care less or not at all, completely ignoring all the suffering that's taking place in the world. And this is where we're wanted. It's extremely easy to control those who abuse their time and energy on mind-degrading things like alcohol, cocaine, porn, entertainment, video games, meth, adrenaline boosts, and really anything that keeps the focus on base pleasures and having fun and making sure to never really feel the need to worry or think about those who are struggling or suffering or in need, you know? And I'm not saying you can't have a good time doing these things. I'm not telling anyone they're a horrible person for participating or using these things or to never do them. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm talking about abuse. You know, it's the abuse that keeps consciousness low and in the hunt for whatever will take the mind off the pains of life. you know, to make it happy. And this makes for an easy target for manipulation. That's what really has to be understood here. It's also about, you know, the idea that we go to school to get a job, buy a house and a car, you know, get married, have children, and, you know, just go along to get along all the way through life. And that's it. And that's what purpose means to many people. You know, and sadly, this is what many people have been conditioned to believe. And they go from cradle to grave believing this, you know, believing this is their purpose, their only purpose, you know, or many people just simply believe they don't even have a purpose, period. And this is directly linked to mind control. This really has to be understood. Here's a quote you may hear multiple times on this podcast by Carl Jung, which goes, "People will do anything, no matter how absurd, in order to avoid facing their own soul." And this is why one is or becomes an easy target for mind control. It's about doing the shadow work to know the self, to understand the inner workings of the mind and soul, so that way we can become less controllable and be able to take back our sovereign individual responsibility. Our purpose isn't to just be happy and have fun, you know? Purpose is something far deeper that we have to discover for ourselves, and it doesn't involve being controlled by others. Another quote by Etienne de la Boetie, he said, "The only power tyrants have is the power relinquished to them by their victims." See, it's like the medical tyranny that's currently taking place around the world right now. You know, people are willfully giving their rights away in exchange for security, not realizing or caring that they're only giving more power over to their masters, more power to their masters over them, you know, all in the name of safety. But most people just really don't care. I've heard many people tell me this. They don't care to know what's really going on, even with all the overwhelming evidence that supports the whole thing to be a giant plandemic. You know, even with that information, the information that proves there's way more suffering taking place as a result of the lockdown than the supposed virus, even with that evidence in their face, most people would rather just wait impatiently to get their freedoms back, or patiently, you know, their quote-unquote freedoms. And this is a result of cognitive dissonance, you know, just willfully and completely ignoring reality. And you have to understand, we've been conditioned this way. It's mind control. It's cognitive dissonance, which is what makes mind control be able to be propagated and stay in place. You know, when people ignore that which is, they are susceptible to anything and will blindly follow orders and be obedient to their masters. And I refer to these types of people as my truthers, you know, because they act as arbiters of truth. What they perceive and want to believe is their truth, and, you know, which is how they see reality, while completely ignoring what's going on in this ontological reality, you know, the true reality. But see, there's no such thing as my truth or your truth. There's only truth. And we have the ability to align our perceptions to truth. Remember, we are pretty much fooled in only two ways, and that is refusing to accept what is true and accepting what is not true. Okay, guys, this episode is at its end, and I appreciate you giving this work your time and attention. Hope you've found clarity and value in this show today, and you can find more shows, presentations, and news here at cubbyhole.com. That's CUBBYWHOLE.com. Also, please make sure to keep your eyes out for future shows as we go further into mind control. And as for now, this show comes out every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and every Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time. So stay tuned for more. Thank you, and keep transcending dogma.